Hello, and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Through good and tough times, you need a bank that will stand by you. Texas Citizens Bank gives Houston small and medium-sized businesses the resources they need to thrive. As one customer says, a huge thank you to our friends at Texas Citizens Bank. Great customer service and down-to-earth good people. Call 713-948-5700 to learn more today. In this episode, I'm introducing you to Joy M. Hutton, founder of On the Glow Glam and the local leader of Grow with Google's Digital Coach program in Houston. Joy joins the show today to discuss the new program and its focus on supporting diversity and inclusion for Houston founders, as well as what being an entrepreneur has been like amid the pandemic. Joy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Natalie. I love your podcast.
Awesome. So, you know, when I have people on the show, I usually start with asking them about their background, but you've had such a diverse background as a consultant, a founder, you know, and now you're working directly with founders with Grow with Google. So, you know, has this always been what you thought you would want to do? Have you always wanted to be an entrepreneur?
I have wanted to be an entrepreneur, you know, so I remember when I was 4 years old and my dad told me that, you know, you're not meant to work for the man, you know, and so that was kind of something that was always in the back of my mind, that I would always be a boss. And so unfortunately, I carry this with me into work at regular jobs, and I'm like, I'm the boss, you know, but I wasn't the boss. And so I always carry that with me, and I didn't know at the time in what capacity I would be an entrepreneur, but it was always in me. And, you know, when I got to a point where I started developing certain skills and, you know, I had passions for certain things, then that's when I sort of crafted my niche in different areas.
Awesome. And so, you know, one of the many kind of endeavors you've taken on is founding On the Glow Glam. So where did the idea for this company come from?
In 2016, I was in LA for an event, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, oh shoot, you know, I didn't do any research on who would do my makeup, and I was stuck, everything was closed, and I was like, you know, it would be great if there was someone that I could book on an app and they can come to my hotel and do my makeup. And that is when On the Go Glam was born. I literally went home and did some research to see if beauty on demand existed. At the time, there were only a few platforms that existed, and I, you know, contacted a few people to see how I could get my app started. And started working on it in 2017, and then had to put it on pause for personal reasons. And then I started working on it again in 2019. And so I started working on the app, and then I quickly realized this is taking a lot of time, a lot of money. And so we built the web platform first, and then the app will be launching in Q1 of 2021.
Awesome. So you really had this like need for something and you created it, right? So have you, now that it has launched online, what kind of perception have you gotten from women who also needed this?
I've gotten great feedback from it because, you know, because of the pandemic, people were and still are nervous about going back to the salons. Mm-hmm. And so it's about a safety thing. It's about convenience, you know, comfort. You know, for me, I don't really like going to the salon. I do my own hair. I do, you know, my own nails. And if I do go to a nail salon, I don't want to go when it's crowded. You know, I don't like looking at other people's feet. So I prefer to have my mani and pedis done in the comfort of my own home. And then you mentioned women, but during the pandemic, we also pivoted to offering services for men. Mm-hmm. So men can get a haircut, they can get their facial grooming done, and they can also get mani and pedis. So it's all about convenience, you know, being in the comfort of your home, even office or hotel. And, you know, something that I saw a need for, and people are quickly realizing that that's something that they need and that they want. So it's been great.
Yeah. I guess I really find it fascinating to talk to entrepreneurs who did have to make a pivot this year. And so, you know, when did you kind of realize that, you know, you had to do something different this year? You know, the pandemic was forcing everyone inside. No one was going to events to get their makeup done for. So when did you decide that and how did you make that quick pivot?
Yeah, you know, so men were a part of the plan, but not right now. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm getting these requests from men because they're like, well, barbershops are closed, but when they do open again, I'm not okay with going back, but, you know, can my barber come to my home or whatever? And so I was like, okay, we're going to have to move quickly on, you know, in terms of adding men to the platform. And, you know, the pandemic was kind of a good thing because it allowed me to take that step back and work on adding those additional services for men, because we were supposed to launch at South by Southwest in March. Oh. We were going to be in the VIP lounge, the VIP artist lounge, and that's where we would have been providing hair and makeup services to all of the artists that were performing at the music festival. So that would have been an exciting time to launch, but unfortunately it got shut down. And so that forced us to think about some things in terms of, okay, when everything opens up again, how are we going to respond? And so, you know, really the safety measures and the convenience part, the comfort part has all been a part of the plan, and then adding men to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and what's interesting is, you know, now we're at this point where you probably have a different trajectory with your company than you originally intended, even as we, you know, return to some normalcy, hopefully in 2021. So, you know, how has it affected your timeline for, you know, what you were planning for On The Go Glam?
Oh, it's affected it big time, you know, and really, so we are B2B to C. And so, you know, right now the focus is primarily on B2C, but unfortunately the B2C side is not as profitable as the B2B side would be. And so when I say B2B, we were in talks with hotels to do partnerships there, which that is still an option. I'm in talks with hotels now, but we were in talks with convention centers. Well, we all know what's happening with that right now. It's pretty much non-existent in terms of people having events at conference centers and convention centers. But that was an avenue for us. Retail was another avenue that we were exploring, and salons, filling empty seats at salons. Well, now that's not even on our radar anymore. But the B2C side, or the B2B side, is something that we were really focusing on in this year, but we had to take a step back. And so I really don't foresee that picking up again until probably late 2021, early 2022. So in the meantime, you know, we're focusing on mastering the B to C. And then also we are building out a training institute for beauty professionals, which they would have to pay for to participate in. So that's a revenue stream for us. And then the other avenue is developing some products, which we will be looking at in 2021.
Awesome. Well, thankfully you have a lot on your plate usually. So even
something I know,
you've got a lot of other things going on. So another one of them being your consulting business, Joy of Consulting. So kind of tell me about when you decided to start your own consulting firm and what it's been like over the past few years growing that business.
Yeah. So I started Joy of Consulting almost 5 years ago, and that started because I was fed up with my last job. And so I was like, either I'm going to get fired or I'm going to go to jail. So I need to sever this relationship with this company. So it was a very stressful position that I was in. And one of the biggest things for me, Natalie, is I like to be challenged. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm an innovative thinker, and I like to be challenged, and I don't like being put in a box. And so when I feel like I'm being put in a box, it is not a good environment for me to be in. And so I thrive most when I'm able to be an independent thinker, when I'm able to be creative, when I'm able to be innovative. And so it just wasn't the best environment for me. And I, you know, at the time I was just finishing up my first master's degree in public administration. And I said, okay, what am I going to do with this degree? I love education. Education reform had always been in the back of my mind. And well, really not even in the back of my mind. It was something that I was very passionate about. I'm like, okay, I have this degree. It should be easy for me to get a job. I never had a problem getting a job in the past. And I'm like, I'm going to go work for the government. Easy breezy. Well, I wasn't getting the job that I thought I would get. And so that turned into me doing some contract work for nonprofits at the time and some small businesses. And people were like, well, why don't you just make this your business? And long story short, that's exactly what I did. And so I identified the skills that I had and made it a business, made it a consulting business. And over the last few years, it has grown into something bigger. You know, before it was nonprofits, small businesses, but now we work with government entities and corporations in the hospitality industry. So we're not just limited to working with smaller groups. And we can now work internationally. I have a team of consultants that I work with as well. So it's been great.
That's awesome. I mean, you kind of touched on this, but who are your clients and what are they coming to you for? I mean, it sounds like you have a pretty diversified group, but yeah. Usually what do you see?
So the biggest problems, I like to say that we manage the chaos of people and processes.
Okay.
So anything dealing with people and organizational structure. So we do training and development. So anything that involves the workplace culture, that's what we train on. We work with management and teams. And so anything involving communication and diversity and inclusion and, you know, team management, how to work as a team, anything involving like the people and the culture in a workplace, that's what we focus on. So leadership development, employee engagement, all of those things. And then on the process side, we help companies streamline their processes and just make sure things are running smoothly, because a lot of companies have problems with putting systems in place. And so that's what we help with as well.
Yeah,
so it falls into the bucket of organizational development.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you know, now that you've kind of explained to me the consulting business, your career as an entrepreneur, I kind of see where Grow with Google, digital coaches, kind of where you fill the need to run the local program, which just launched in Houston, or just it was announced in Houston. So
yes.
Tell me a little bit about how you got involved originally and about the program in general.
Yeah. So first about Grow with Google, it is an initiative through Google where the program provides digital skills training and coaching to Black and Latinx small businesses. And so, you know, the tools that are there are used to help these companies scale their businesses online. And, you know, a lot of the times, you know, companies don't even know where to start. And so I think Grow with Google, this initiative, the Digital Coaches Program, definitely helps companies with where to start with the basics, right? You know, how to get your company listed on Google, whether that's Google search and maps. And so how I first found out about this program, Angelina Darasaw, who oversees the National Digital Coaches Program, she is the founder of C-Suite Coach. And so I found out about Angelina a long time ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I had been following her journey. And then I heard about the Google Digital Coach Program, and I was like, oh, this seems like something really cool for entrepreneurs. It's free. You know, you can't beat free. As an entrepreneur, we're always trying to find free resources, and, you know, to partner with a company like Google is awesome. And so finally they came to Houston, or they were coming to Houston. And so I found out about the opportunity, and, you know, and then I was chosen for the role. And so one of the things for me, Natalie, is always about bringing resources to entrepreneurs. I am one myself, obviously, but really trying to close that gap. And so I think that, you know, in a city like Houston, where you have, you know, Black and Latinx entrepreneurs, in a city like this, you want to provide those resources and close that socioeconomic gap that I like to say. And so as an entrepreneur, you know, I work with other organizations as well that focus on Black and Brown entrepreneurs, Black and Brown founders, and bringing those resources to Houston is very important to me. Because I was the one scrambling for these resources. And so that was something that, you know, I had to find, well, let me backtrack. That is something where I, you know, had to seek those resources out myself and partner with the right people. And so that's what I've done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've been there. And so you're on the other side of the table now in a way. So how can Houston entrepreneurs who are looking to get involved, you know, how do they reach out to you, or is there somewhere online to direct them to?
Yeah, so I am the Houston Digital Coach, and so they can register for classes or workshops at g.co/digitalcoach, H-O-U. And that is where they can find out about upcoming classes or workshops. And this also is, again, all these workshops are free. Mm-hmm. And I will be doing about 3 to 5 of those workshops every month, so they can have access to those. And, you know, we will talk about everything from, you know, how to use YouTube to grow your business, getting your business listed on Google Search and Maps, using Google My Business, which is a free app. You can also access it on the web. So lots of things, you know, tools that you can use to be more productive. That's all of us, right? We need to be more productive. So many things that you can learn from these programs. And I keep mentioning free because sometimes, you know, there are other platforms that charge you to get access to this information, but you know, you can learn about Google Ads and Google Analytics. So how to build a website in 5 minutes using Google. So many different things.
Yeah. So, you know, looking forward to 2021, I know the program was just announced in November, and, you know, obviously the majority, all of the content is going to be online, but is this something, you know, that is going to move into the ecosystem and physical, in a physical presence, or is that going to be like kind of to be determined?
Yeah, well, so traditionally this program has been in person, mm-hmm. but because of the pandemic, this program pivoted to being virtual like everything else. So hopefully when it's safe to come outside and play, then we can resume having this program in person, because, you know, in person is great. You know, you want to sit and talk to people in a, you know, face to face, and not just always on a computer. So, and since November, just since November, when we launched November 20th, we have through the Houston market, we've reached over 100 entrepreneurs. So wow. Hopefully that will continue to grow. You know, I know people are experiencing the digital fatigue, but the people who do come to these workshops, they are pretty dedicated to learning the content, which is great.
Yeah, I got it. I miss seeing all of the Houston people, the people of Houston.
I know.
I know, but, you know, it is what it is in this time for sure. But that's good to know that there will be a physical presence, hopefully in the new year, and that can kind of be a part of that. And I think what's interesting, and, you know, one question I love to ask entrepreneurs is, especially, you know, if they're Houston entrepreneurs, you know, how the city has evolved over the past few years. I know you've been an entrepreneur yourself for a few years. So how have you seen the city evolve? Because obviously the Grow with Google Digital Coaches program is an example in itself of new resources for entrepreneurs right. Like yourself. So how have you seen this ecosystem grow to be more entrepreneur friendly?
Yeah, you know, I would say it is definitely improved significantly just within the past 5 years I've been an entrepreneur. You know, I started off having a desk at Station Houston. And so, you know, from that to them now partnering, and now you have the Ion, mm-hmm. you know, which is going to be this massive, you know, facility where we're building, where all of these different companies can come together, you know, for the greater good of the startup ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And so just to see that happening, and it's one of its kind in Houston, from that to the number of accelerators that have come to Houston, you know, Mass Challenge, which I'm a mentor for, Founder Institute, which I'm also a mentor for, you know, things like that that are coming to Houston. You have just a lot of different resources that weren't available to startups before, just within the past few years. And so I think that's huge. And then also just the focus to be more inclusive. So you have programs like, you know, Div Inc., you have G Beta that has come to Houston. And, you know, now we have the digital coaches, the digital coach program in Houston. So I think just being more inclusive with people that need the resources who haven't traditionally had access to those resources is a big initiative. And so I personally am proud to be a part of that. You know, I have been recognized for my leadership and entrepreneurship by the city of Houston. So it's something that's important to me as an entrepreneur, and then just trying to help other entrepreneurs grow and get the right resources or the access to the right resources is really important to me. It's something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think one thing I've observed from talking to people over the last couple of years is, you know, we are a younger, you know, startup innovation ecosystem, in that we're only now kind of really putting in the infrastructure to develop and support entrepreneurs and startups. I mean, Houston's always been an innovative city, but there's not been a bunch of activity, like you mentioned Station, until recently. And it's put us in a position where, you know, we're a little bit behind some of the other major innovation ecosystems, like on the West and the East Coast. But it also puts us at an advantage, because those ecosystems are now working really hard on to fix some of the problems that have existed within kind of inclusion, especially, you know, and Houston's at this point where we are one of the most diverse cities in the country, or the most, depends on who you ask, but we're kind of developing, right? So we have the diversity already, and we're working on the inclusion right from the get-go. I wonder if that's kind of what you've observed as well.
It is, because, you know, as I said, traditionally, I don't think it has been inclusive. And so I think there is a movement to make it more inclusive by the different programming that has been offered in the city, and, you know, the different conversations that we're all having. I mean, I know you're at the table with a lot of these different organizations, and so I am as well, in terms of how do we, you know, bridge this gap. There's so many entrepreneurs in this city, but, you know, how are we getting these resources out to them? And so it's one thing to say that we have this budding, you know, startup ecosystem here, but who has access to these resources? And so I think continuing to create that access, because I don't think we're all the way there, because there's still some work that we need to do as a city, but I think we're headed in the right direction. I know the mayor is like really, really pushing, you know, we have several different task force, you know, I know that GHP has a task force, and everybody has a task force, but we all need to work together and not just, you know, and continue to have these calls to action so that we can get these resources out to people. And so, you know, I'm using my network, and, you know, with me talking to you about this program and continue to talk to other community partners. And that's one of the things that Google also offers, is the opportunity for a number of different organizations to become partners so that I can deliver these trainings to them through the digital coaches program. So people have an opportunity to sign up as a Grow with Google partner so that I can reach their constituents, you know, and teach these classes as well, because it's not just limited to my network or your network or wherever. It's we're trying to reach as many people as possible, and that's what's important to me as well.
Yeah. I feel like you have such a great kind of basis of knowledge from Houston to your consulting and working with all different types of companies there, and then also founding your own company yourself. I wonder, you know, if you could go back in time and tell yourself something, would you, and what would you say?
Right. You know, I would, what would I say to my younger entrepreneur self? You know, I think I'm not afraid to ask for help. So that is not something I've experienced, I think. But I will say, you know, you're not alone. Because sometimes when we're going through this journey, we feel alone. And even though there are people around us to talk to you about their woes and what have you, sometimes you still feel isolated on this journey. And so I would tell my younger self, like, you're not alone. As much as you may feel like it, you are not alone. And so I think, and also too, be diligent about expanding your network. So, because sometimes we get comfortable with the people that we've always been around or whatever. And I was just having this conversation with someone last week. Like, it's great that you have family and friends, but your family and friends aren't always going to support your business. So you have to get creative about expanding your network. And that's one of the things that when I first started my business, I relied on my personal network when I should have been more creative about expanding my network and putting that time and energy into that. And so I have in my later years, but that's something I would definitely tell myself before. Expand your network. Like, don't just get comfortable with the people who are around you.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting that those are the two things you kind of identify, because those are even more, in this year, important. Like, it's so much harder to develop a network when we're all behind screens. There's no mingling at the coffee station of a panel, and there's also a lot of loneliness, I think, happening for entrepreneurs, but also just in the general public and in general daily life, not just your business life. So I think it's very interesting that you brought those up, and that those are two things that kind of resonate with you, because they are probably very important to people listening, to other entrepreneurs listening.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Joy, for joining me. This has been
Yes.
a really great conversation. I'm so excited to see kind of what Grow with Google's digital coach program continues to do here in Houston. It's very exciting, and there's a lot of information online already that people can go find. So thank you so much, and congratulations
Of course,
on
thank
all of
you.
your many hats you wear.
I know, too, way too many, Natalie.
I feel you. All
Way
right,
too many. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
thank you. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.